Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Want a good reason to quit tobacco? We'll give you four. One, think of all the things you can buy with the money you'll save. Two, you'll feel more energized as your heart and lungs heal. Three, you can really enjoy your favorite foods when your taste and smell come back. Four, quitting means more time with loved ones. Shape your future by living tobacco-free. For free help to quit, call the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline at 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Livestock futures are higher today. The December live cattle $1.17 higher at 131.80. February's $1.27 higher at 137.12. April's up $1.17 at 140 even. So we've been pretty strong here. December is not quite to the highs from 2 days ago, but we are above the moving averages and some other support levels. So hopefully with the higher cash trade this week, we've seen anywhere from 28 to even up to 130 on the live cattle cash trade. So that's significantly, you know, $4 or $5 higher than where we traded last week. So really good momentum. Now, the next month out, February, is right on the high. So hopefully we can break out and then go back to the August high, somewhere around 140, about $3 higher than we are now currently in the February lives. Feeder cattle are up 85 in November at 158.87. January, $1.42 higher at 159.60. March is 160.77. Of course, this time of year, we really watch that March contract because of the cattle that are on wheat pasture. But the next resistance from the middle of October is around 164 for the March feeder cattle. So hopefully we get right there. Box beef at midday was at 290.47, up another 25 cents. So it's been on about a $10 rally here. Select up 73 cents at 268.95. And then the hog market 20 to $1.30 lower today.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, the grain futures were all in the red today. We had the corn down about 4 to 6 cents. The December corn down 6 and a quarter at 5.53. The beans were 14 to 17 lower, with November's down 17, 11.92 and a quarter. Chicago wheat 5 to 8 lower. December down 7 and a quarter at 7.66 and a half. Kansas City down anywhere from 4 to 7 and a quarter lower. December's at 7 and a quarter lower at 7.78. And then July down 4 and 3 quarters at 7.74. Of course, watching that July contract, it's retreated the last three or four trading days, went up to $8, so we've sold off about 25 cents. But if you look from the summer lows of about $6 to the high of $8, it wouldn't be, you know, 50%, $7 would not be all that unexpected here, especially if we get some rainfall and the wheat crop starts to improve some. Minneapolis wheat was 2 to 7.5 lower, and then today's cotton action, a little bit higher. December up 41 at 116.87. The March is up 33 here at 113.24. So the cotton market's improving just a hair, just a tick here. Of course, the stock market this week has been on fire. It's up 211 right now in the Dow, 36,220. The S&P is up 17.5 at 46.90. So the equity markets are on their all-time highs.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.